families say they often need care workers with special skills to support their children with physical and intellectual disabilities. But the care industry has been losing workers for years. When the pandemic struck, the situation only got worse. Now, as Farah Anderson of the Illinois Student Newsroom reports, local families are often left to their own devices to find the care they need.
16-year-old Morgan Quigley sits inside a White House in Villa Grove, a small town south of Champaign-Urbana. He's wearing headphones and gripping a video game controller. It's 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, and Alyssa Marisi, one of Morgan's two home caretakers, has arrived to take him to school. Morgan challenges Alyssa to a few rounds of Fortnite, but it's not exactly a fair matchup.
Does anybody else crush you like you crush me?
No.
No one?
Morgan isn't just any teenager playing video games and trying to get out of going to school. He has both autism and epilepsy. He needs almost constant care, something his caregiver says isn't always easy, especially when she's working part-time.
We're just trying to make sure he always has somebody, but he doesn't always have somebody.
Morgan's mother, Megan, works several jobs, including massage therapy and bookkeeping, averaging about 60 hours a week. She says she works as much as she can to pay for childcare, her largest expense, which costs more than her rent, food, and utility costs combined. And she can't hire just any caretaker. She needs someone who can handle Morgan's behavior and keep him safe if he has a seizure. Once the pandemic hit, she was struggling even more.
I didn't even know how I was going to pay my bills at that point. I had nobody for almost 4 weeks at one point. It is a terribly stressful situation because being a single mom, I have to show up to work because I am the only breadwinner.
As Megan discovered, the pandemic brought a national labor shortage, forcing many workers to stay home or find jobs with more security. Data from the University of California at Berkeley shows that around 10% of childcare workers left during the pandemic. That's over 100,000 people. Brenda Eastham, the director of the University of Illinois' Child Care Resource Services, says families of children with disabilities struggle to find caregivers in every single central Illinois county. But this isn't just a local problem. Julie Cashin researches child care policy at the Century Foundation, a progressive think tank in Washington, D.C. She says the care industry in America has been in crisis for decades and that parents who need specialized care are still paying more than they can afford.
The sad truth is even as parents are paying as much as they can, the people who are working in child care, the early educators, are not being paid well. So, you know, there's this disconnect because it truly costs a lot of money to do this well.
Many families pay as much as 35% of their income for child care. The Build Back Better Act, President Biden's sweeping infrastructure bill, sought to reduce that to 7%, but has been stalled in the U.S. Senate. Back in the town of Villa Grove, Megan is still struggling to find care for Morgan as more workers quit or just stop showing up. Now, as she prepares to pay more for care as school lets out for summer break, she says she's taking it one day at a time.
You can't look at the long term with kids like mine. You just go, okay, today we have to do this. What are we going to do tomorrow? Because if you go past tomorrow, everything falls apart.
I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.